Hugh said that you had a choice of two plays there on that 4th and 2.
Yeah.
What did you see, and what did that lead you to do?
You know, there's a run option there with 4th and 2. You know, we're running the ball pretty well throughout that drive, so I recommended that we, you know, check out that run play before. But, you know, Coach Jackson in his film study knew that they were going to come up and play zero, so he gave me another option on top of that just to make sure that, you know, if they did give us an all-out pressure look, that we were able to, you know, max protect it and throw the ball down the field, and that's what we were able to do.
Can you talk about just, you know, hitting those long balls, you know, that one and the other 52-yarder, and just how good that felt for you?
Yeah, you know, the Saints were you know, straightforward with what they're going to do. They're going to play you man. They're going to blitz you. And if you're going to do that, you got to be able to take shots on a team like that. So we dialed them up at the right time and got ourselves into some great protection. And, you know, the offensive line protected great on those two big throws. And it's up to me to be able to, you know, maybe throw a tighter spiral so that Mulaney can get in the end zone rather than coming up a half yard short.
On the touchdown, can you go from that through that play from start to finish, including the psychology of, you know, it's your first game in this stadium. There's got to be a lot of pressure, you know, trying to win a game on a bomb like that. But that play starts to finish.
You know, it's not too much different than things that we do all the time. You know, basically, if they give you an all-out pressure look, here's one play. Whether it be a run inside or a max protection pass, here's the play for an all-out blitz. And here's a play for if they want to go into any sort of a zone coverage. We had a run play dialed up that we knew we were going to be able to grab at least 2 yards on. So it's up to me to just make sure that I get the look, identify what the defense is, and, you know, make sure that we're calling the right play out there and, you know, put the ball up in the right spot so that someone else can go up and make a play.
Does this give you a confidence boost?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this whole process, you know, the goal is to gain confidence in everything we're doing. There's a reason that we're still in training camp after preseason game one. It's because, you know, I'm still in a developmental stage of my career. We're going to be able to go back now and watch this film and learn how to watch film in the NFL against an NFL opponent. And I'm really looking forward to that, to be able to step into the facility tomorrow, check it out on my own, you know, do the things I was able to do in college in terms of film study, and then be able to step in the next day and now figure out how to up that. You know, watch Brock and see what Brock does and when he's evaluating himself, and then obviously spend time with Coach Lee and Coach Jackson so I can evaluate myself the right way.
Do you feel that long ball is kind of your bread and butter? What got you here?
What got me here? Hopefully there's a lot of other things other than the long ball that got me here. But I am pretty confident in extending the ball down the field. You know, that was one thing I was excited about when being drafted to the Browns is that Coach Jackson likes to, you know, push the ball vertically. If you can establish a good run game, then there's going to be some good play-action pass to throw the ball deep, and that's what we were able to do today.
Was there anything that you were seeing now in your first game against another NFL team that surprised you?
Surprise me? As a quarterback, you can never be surprised. You got to be able to prepare so that you're not. And, you know, being able to sell out the whole first half, I was able to, you know, get a good idea of what they were doing on defense. So surprise, no. But definitely the speed and their ability to, you know, disguise looks and stuff is something that is hard to mimic when you're playing against the same team over and over and over. Eventually, you can start feeling what defense that your defense that you're playing against is going to show you. When you go out there against a new opponent, it's always going to be, you know, a little bit of an adjustment from my angle to make sure that I can see the way that they're, you know, disguising things and what defenses they're running.
Did you feel a lot more comfortable tonight than 6 days earlier during the scrimmage?
Yeah, I definitely think I made some improvements. There's definitely still some communication things. There's one or two plays in there where, you know, I'm backing out of the huddle and re-saying it, and I got to make sure that I'm crisp. You know, that play clock goes down fast, and whether it be a helmet malfunction or simply me not getting it in, you know, as fast as I possibly can, it doesn't allow me to step up to the line, make the right check, and make sure we're in the right play. So I definitely have to continue to improve on that. But, yes, I can definitely say from the scrimmage to now that I'm still, you know, heading in the right direction.
Sean, do you feel like, you know, maybe having a game like this where you're playing against with and against some backups and you gain some confidence in, is the right thing and a good thing for you? Or are you just now so gung-ho after this that you want to go out there and start the next game?
That's something for Coach Jackson. You know, he understands the situation a lot better than I ever will. And I know that I can trust in him to make sure that this development process goes in the right direction and continues to move forward the way we want it to. You know, it's my job, once again, to just step up there when the reps are given to me and try to maximize them to the best of my ability, whether it be against the threes, against the ones, or, you know, in training camp practice off of a card. It's my job to go out there and make sure that I can play to my best of my ability whenever they call my name.
As your playing shift went along, did it occur to you at any point that you were more comfortable out there than you thought you might be?
Yeah, you know, the more you're out there, the more comfortable you're going to become. You know, there were disguises, some looks early on me where there were some blitzes where I knew where I was hot and I was able to get the ball out fast, but I wanted to make sure towards the end of the game that, you know, we got to push the ball down the field, that you can't be hot all the time. You got to make sure you're in the right protection. So the more I was out there, I was able to feel that a little more, become a little more comfortable, communicate a little better to the offensive line to make sure we're protecting things the right way.
Why wasn't the spiral tight enough on that Mullaney pass? Was it just escaping the pressure or what?
If I knew the answer to that, hopefully it would have been a tighter spiral. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of movement. There's you know, you're trying to push the ball 60 yards down the field, and with all that force and all the different biomechanics and throwing the football, didn't come out the right way.
Were there butterflies for you that maybe hadn't been there for a long time, maybe since you were?
Oh yeah, the excitement was there. The excitement was there. You know, it's been a long time since I've been able to compete. You know, not playing in a bowl game sets me back a whole other month behind everyone else since the last time I was able to compete. So to step out there and feel this game atmosphere, you know, and to compete against another team with my team, the camaraderie that I've been able to create with my teammates in this last, you know, 3 months throughout training camp and OTAs, to finally go out there and play against someone else was an awesome experience.
You've talked about, you know, just wanting to get to the point where you could just let it rip. Was this sort of a little glimpse of what you're talking about when you're out there doing?
Yeah, you see it here and there. You see it on obviously a game-winning touchdown. You see it on, you know, a big play. Early in the game, I had a couple throws where I was very comfortable with the route that was being ran, was able to let it go. But there's also some times where I'm a little indecisive, and then you got to make sure that I can go back and watch that film study to turn that into some of my strong points. Right now, a big thing for me is to be able to identify my weaknesses. What am I doing that I don't feel that I'm doing out in the field? And you can't do that until you go back and evaluate it with your coaches. So once I can identify the things that I'm doing wrong out there, so that, you know, the incomplete passes that we had or the plays that we were in the wrong spots, I got to go make those my strengths. And hopefully that will continue to, you know, head in the direction I have been heading in and continue to get better.
When you saw you got that touchdown that meant the game was going to be won, and what sort of happy thoughts ran through your mind?
Honestly, it reminded me a lot of the start of my college career. And that was a game-winning touchdown to Will Fuller down the same left side, right around the same distance where you let it go and you know you just put it right in the right spot. So that was a really cool experience there. But I also have had some experiences in college, for example, against Stanford, where you go and you make that touchdown and you get all excited and you look at the clock and you're like, wow, there's still a lot of time. So that was quickly, you know, as much as I was excited to see that guy run into the end zone, you know, you check out the clock and you got to make sure that your helmet's still strapped up and next to you to be able to go back in just in case they drive the ball down.
And who was that win against, the first game?
Virginia.